starting. I know the show started. I just started talking on the air. Nice you could.
I see. That took all the wind out of my sails. And now I'm not as enthusiastic as I thought I was.
Wait, what just happened? Because I didn't hear anything.
I was talking as if I was on the air, and Evan didn't have my microphone on, so I'm talking to myself. And it's annoying when I do that.
Yeah, it was just, it's not annoying, it's a practice shot.
Oh, is that what it is? I need practice, yeah. I do, I need it. We all need
it. It's only been 25 years doing this show, Dougie.
Right.
You know,
thank you.
No one's perfect.
And a few years prior to that, yakking on the radio.
What, another 20 before that?
Oh, let's not get too carried away. Monday morning, the 12th of November. Yesterday, I realized something.
Yes.
That yesterday was Sunday, today's Monday. But a week from today, be the start of the Thanksgiving week.
I know. Can you believe it?
It's really a very difficult thing
flying
to grasp.
Flying through.
All right. Today is Veterans Day, one of those days that continue to go on despite the fact that most people ignore the things that need to be attended to, the men and women who have served our country, as generations get further and further away from having family members involved. It becomes less and less important. This is like Columbus Day. You go to the store for a sale. You buy a car and get 0% interest. You do things that have nothing to do with the men and women who have served our country. So why bother to have this day? Why? Really, clearly, there are not people who are engaged in this.
Well, I think the day is good.
Why?
But maybe not making it up.
Why have the banks closed? Why have the schools closed? Do you think the kids in school? The way schools are now.
The day is good.
The day is good, but nothing comes of it. Nobody cares. Except a few. You're welcome if you do care to join us at 800-510-8255. I care. And it bothers me. Actually, our video of the day today, Jennifer, at DougStephan.com, said terrific veterans tribute. Created by a 15-year-old girl named Lizzie Palmer, has had 31 million views so far. So if you want to check that out, if you're into Veterans Day, help yourself. This is kind of like the election, although, well, this is the news media plays Veterans Day like they played the election. The Republicans are for angry white guys, and everybody else is for Obama. So Veterans Day is for angry white guys. And what an offense it is to people. I was listening to some discussion on the radio earlier today. The discussion of the Tuskegee Airmen and how they were basically given short shrift for years. And if it hadn't been for a couple of black actors, the story never would have really been told. It's been told, what, a couple of times. HBO did a thing on the Tuskegee Airmen, and there was a good movie that was in the theaters, I think, last year. It was very good, actually. I thought it was extraordinarily good. But who pays attention to all that stuff? They weren't even acknowledged by the average white guy when they were doing it in World War II. There wasn't one plane that was lost. They were the protectors, in essence, of these planes that were being ferried over to Europe, for the most part. And nobody ever talked about them. Nobody. And that's been the problem with our country. We think, we say, we supposedly are inclusive. But the election showed that we aren't. And things like this show that we aren't. This is the phoniness of all of this. Do you know until 1953 there were black and white latrines? If you were black in the service, you couldn't go take a leak in the same place a white guy did? Did you know that?
I did 1953.
Until Dwight Eisenhower became president, that's when it changed. Prior to that, now one wonders why he didn't change it while he was general of the army. But through World War II, forever, black men who were in service to our country had to go take a dump in a place different than white guys. What kind of honor is that? All right. Now I sound like the angry white guy.
A little bit.
Well, but I think that's some that kind of stuff frosts me, as it ought to frost a lot of people. Not anything you can do about it now. The thing's been corrected, so we move on, right? 800-510-8255. Lee's in Brownwood, Texas. Welcome to Good Day, Lee. Hi.
I like your show.
Thank you.
I get to listen to it on my commute out to the oil patch in West Texas every Sunday morning.
Where are you going?
Out to Midland, Odessa, where we actually produce oil and gas.
So you're
at least for now until Obama has his way.
Well, under the circumstances, this is not, I don't know that we want to rehash some of that stuff. You have a small business that does what sort of thing in the oil and gas? What do you do?
Well, I've got a popping business.
A popping business. Describe that for us.
Piping.
Oh, piping. You get the Texas twang in there. So piping, you are involved with the rigs that go down and drill for oil. Is that it? We lost him. Oh, well. That's too bad, because I wanted to pursue that a little bit. I also wanted to pursue him, in essence, because I wanted to know what his service was, or if he had people in his family in service to our country. That's part of the deal today. There have been all kinds of ceremonies in the last 24 hours at Arlington Cemetery. The president was there. Veterans Day, he said, a decade in which there are no American troops fighting or dying in Iraq. Oh, here we are. This is all about me. Okay. I've saved you guys from a fate worse than death. Aren't you glad you voted for me?
I wonder if they did.
I don't know. So I think I'll pass on that. The Petraeus affair.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody think that this timing smells a little?
I don't. How so?
It was the day after the election.
Right.
The continuing controversy about the Libya mess, and his testimony is apparently still going to take place. Why wouldn't it? I mean, how many people do we know who are in Washington that had affairs? Why is this so different from all of these other, whether they are elected officials or whether they're appointed officials? What is the big deal
here? I was curious that he gave up so easily, because usually something awful comes out first and then they give up, and nothing really had come out about his affair.
Well, he's doing the honorable thing. He's an honorable man. So those people around him say, well, if he's an honorable guy, then why is he bopping Paula Broadwell? Under the circumstances, it seems to be questionable whether he really is an honorable guy or not.
Mm-hmm.
So what is... But she's obviously a brat, very insecure, or somehow or other was overly secure in her relationship with him, and started public feuds with people who she was jealous of. Right. I don't know that she's the brightest bulb on the... Or maybe sexual... She's so enamored with this guy, so in love with him, that she lost her sense of perspective. I'm guessing that may be the case. What do you think? As a woman... Jennifer, let's hear the woman's perspective on this, please.
I would imagine she's probably just hugely insecure. Hmm. And, I mean, here you are. You have a married guy.
Isn't she married, too?
I don't know if she is or not. Is she? Well, then, I don't know. That's always hard for me to explain when it's two people that are married. Usually I can get it when it's like the big, powerful guy that, you want the attention from, makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
And, maybe you don't have anybody else. And, so I know that from a woman's perspective.
Yeah.
But you never know when they both have other people. I don't know.
Hmm.
Not really big into... I don't kind of get the whole cheating game too much.
Well, in this circumstance, it's not... They're a dime a dozen. Cheaters in Washington are a dime a dozen.
I know. Isn't that in the job description?
Yeah, right. So why is this a call for this kind of action, unless, again, he really is an honorable guy? 800-510-8255. Scott Broadwell is her husband's name. It'll be interesting to see what his... story is. It's 16 past the hour.
Maybe he'll resign.
from his job as being her husband.
Yeah.
If you're dreaming of losing weight, serious weight, I have a suggestion for you. Everybody ready? May I have your attention?
Please.
Please. If you are answering yes, stop dreaming and pick up the phone right now and call 800-525-8345. You may recognize that number. I've been using it for a couple of months to lead you to Axia 30. Why to Axia 30, you ask? Good question. Axia 30 is different because it contains an ingredient shown in clinical studies to cause an average weight loss of 30 pounds in 12 weeks. 800-525-8345. Now you want the number, right?
Axia has a full 3-month money-back guarantee. So, you try it for 3 months, lose the weight, great. If you don't, you try it for another 3 months, and then at that circumstance, if you don't lose the weight, you get your money back. Call now for Axia 30, 800-525-8345. It supports your aim to keep yourself in shape. You don't have to starve yourself. You eat normal meals, men and women both. So wouldn't you like to start the season by losing weight and staying at the weight you want to be? That's the reason to start this right now. 800-525-8345. When you call, tell them Doug Steffen sent you. Axia 30, 800-525-8345.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to 5 lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for 1 whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. Year.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com. That's aid, the number 4, sandy.com. Thank you.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotics survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience. Doug Steffen's Good Day.
I don't believe I just said that.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. 469-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is interesting. The Louisville Courier Journal is reporting that the beautiful actress Ashley Judd, you know Ashley Judd,
yeah.
She may run for U.S. Senate against Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in 2014. Well, you thought Bill Clinton campaigned a lot for President Obama. How much are you going to show up for Ashley Judd?
Yeah. This is crazy, guys. On Tuesday, a cat named Hank actually finished third in Virginia's Senate race. Strange campaign, especially those attack ads that said, Hank says he'll balance the budget. But do you know he gets frightened whenever someone rings the doorbell? Can we really trust someone who poops in a box?
We all need a little laugh. Jimmy Fallon and Jay Leno. Ashley Judd running for the Senate. I hadn't seen that. I didn't hear that at all. That sounds
it's actually trending crazy. Right now on Yahoo.
Is
She's
it?
Number five. Ashley really? Judd, Senator. Yep.
All right. So what else is trending on Yahoo? Let's get ourselves up to date on some of our social media, the Twitter account, what we have going on. Somebody saw me yesterday. I was working down. And we have a state park nearby here, and I grow a lot of corn and use the parkland for the farm. And I was getting off of my tractor, and this lady came along and said, happy birthday, happy belated birthday, Doug.
Ooh.
And I know who the lady is. I said, how'd you know that? She said this little thing called Facebook. Just like that.
That's the way. It tells everybody. All right. Yep.
All right. So what do we have cooking at Facebook?
Well, actually, let's start with our trends, because that's what I just pulled
yes.
up for you. So number five, Ashley Judd, Senator. Number four, Bieber Gomez split. I don't know if you heard this big bombshell of a story, Dougie.
Why is
but
that a big bomb? Who cares?
Because teenage girls everywhere love Justin Bieber, right. And he's single again, and he got dumped, so he's vulnerable, ladies.
Right.
And then number three is the total solar eclipse, which will be happening this week. There's tips for how to view it. Number two, Mitt Romney, because the Boston Globe article reported that it was his election to lose, and he didn't do enough. And then number one, Kat Von D,
right. Yeah,
because she broke up with her boyfriend. So those are your top five trends.
I think that Mitt Romney did lose. I think he made bad choices. And
too bad. I think, you know, because you see a guy who I think really wanted to do some good.
Well, he could have done some good.
It's all about the campaign advice.
Yep, bad choices. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel married back in New York. And they were working with victims of Hurricane Sandy. I thought that was kind of
yeah, the other story that maybe you've heard about, and I don't know, but it has been trending this morning on Facebook. Everybody is commenting on this, in my news feed anyway. And that's that Mayor Bloomberg strikes again. New York City bans food donations to the homeless.
Why?
Did you hear about this?
No.
I'm going to poke around and see, because people have been reposting this article all
really?
Over. Yeah.
I'd like to know more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly. All right, so you're following some of the things that we've been asking people in the last week or so. It's always very interesting. I want to get away from the election stuff, but when you look at some of the other things that people are interested in, very interesting info on Skyfall, for example. The James Bond movie set a record in the first 3 days, $88 million. Dollars.
No, I kind of want to see
Bond.
It.
Yeah, I did not go to see it. I wanted to see it over the weekend, but didn't have time. But
you ran out of time.
Something that a lot of people are excited about. Lindsay Lohan said no to Barbara Walters on the Plan 2020 interview because Barbara, she found out, Lindsay found out, Barbara's going to ask her some personal questions. Duh.
That's what Barbara does.
Yeah, what does this kid think? She thought it was going to be a focus on her Lifetime movie. Yeah, right.
Right, right.
Are you crazy? This kid's got to be crazy. Crazy. How would Barbara Walters say it? Crazy.
She's crazy.
A crazy girl. Crazy. You know what? I made a note also next to a story about CNN anchor Don Lemon being dissed by Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
Who the hell even knows who Don Lemon is?
I don't. I have no idea.
He's making a big deal out of this all over the place. And Jonah Hill calls him gay. I mean, it's like a couple
of teenagers. Jonah Hill didn't do anything until Don Lemon went to Twitter and said that Jonah ignored him. But I don't even think Jonah knew who he was.
Of course he doesn't know who he is. Who else? Nobody knows
who
he is.
Like Jonah Hill ignoring me. Of course he would.
28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you have to deal with food allergies, then you already know that traveling and dining out can be a real hassle. But between increased awareness and common sense, you can actually make the process a little easier. What makes dealing with allergies especially tricky is when language barriers make it difficult to communicate your needs. One helpful resource is SelectWisely.com, where you can order allergy and emergency cards in several languages. AllergyEats.com, which is also available as a smartphone app, lists allergy-friendly restaurants around the U.S. AllergyFreePassport.com offers tips on travel, reading food labels, and snack suggestions. One important tip, avoid buffets or other self-serve situations. Just because an item doesn't have peanuts in it, doesn't mean the serving spoon doesn't have trace elements. Right now, the Department of Transportation is reviewing public commentary and studies to decide whether it should implement an across-the-board ban. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
This holiday season, we at Santa Rita have a lot to be thankful for. Thank you, Wine and Spirits Magazine, for naming us Winery of the Year for the 10th time. Thank you, Wine Enthusiasts, for naming so many of our wines best buys. But most of all, thank you for helping us support our troops.
When you purchase Santa Rita wines this season, we'll donate phone minutes to help our troops abroad stay in touch with their loved ones. With nearly 10 million minutes donated over the past 5 years, that's a lot to be thankful for. Santa Rita, great wines for a great cause. Imported by Palm Bay International, Boca Raton, Florida.
In my family, I doctor hurt knees, plus nurse every paycheck. I cut out coupons, plus trans fats. Rite Aid understands. My Wellness Plus card gives me everyday savings, plus a point for every dollar I spend, 25 points for every prescription. Once I earn 1,000 points, I get 20% off the whole store for a year. That's like buying four and getting our fifth shampoo free.
Rite Aid's Wellness Plus card. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To bid you good day, hello. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen here. The Good Day program in this hour is aimed at helping you understand some of the things that have gone on Monday, anyway, the things that have gone down over the weekend. I'm looking at all of the various news sites. All right, I'm going to go through the various news sites that I use and view each morning. Are you ready?
Ready.
NBC News.
Yes.
USA Today.
Yes.
CNN.com.
Yes.
The Weather Channel.
Yes.
CNET News.
Okay.
Los Angeles Times.
Mm-hmm.
CBS News.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo News.
Mm-hmm.
ABC News. Huffington Post. Drudge Report. Time.com. Fox News. Let's see. Who am I doing? BBC News. Washington Post. Wall Street Journal. Reuters. Did I say ABC? I did, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Boston Globe. New York Times. There is not one story, not one, in any of those news posts about Veterans Day. Not one.
Really?
Not one. I've looked at the top stories across, I'm sure inside, but I'm talking about headlines. It's all about David Petraeus. All of the, this everywhere, what's the story? What's this woman like? How did this happen? Can't believe the upheaval. Yada, yada, yada. There's just nothing about Veterans Day. And it underscores the irrelevance of it from the news media's point of view, from young America's point of view. I'm not saying, but there's the election showed this deep divide in terms of age and what priorities are. Remember the old expression, when you're young, you're a young and foolish, you're a Democrat. When you're old and responsible, you're a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the case anymore because it doesn't reflect the changing demographics. But certainly, as you get older and you pay your bills and have responsibilities, you get a little bit more settled in to the realities of the financial situation that we find ourselves in here in our country today. That was not a part of the information or even what people cared about. If you look at the exit polls, women from 18 to 30 don't know anything about that and don't care. That was the basic gist. If you read the exit polls, people that are your age, Jennifer, for the most part, women don't seem to be interested in anything other than the sort of rock star image that Obama has versus the old FART status that Romney presented. So right. They think.
Well, I think the Obama campaign did a good job of using fear, which is what politicians on both sides of the aisle use
right.
to get us to vote, that we would lose our reproductive rights as women. Yeah. And, you know, that...
Which is nonsense. That's
they
never
did a good
happen.
Job of making people...
But they scared
course,
people.
They made a good job. They did a good job scaring people.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what all that advertising did. That didn't change basically anything. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com and Jennifer at DougStephan.com. A couple of people who live in an assisted living facility in Northern Carolina killed yesterday after eating soup containing poisonous mushrooms.
What?
The soup was served by a caregiver at this assisted living facility. Actually, four people in the hospital over the weekend. Let's see, these two people, both 70s and 80s. The caregiver also got sick. The deaths accidental. The mushrooms were not known to be poisonous. They went out and picked them.
Okay, is that a good idea, though, just
probably,
to go around picking mushrooms?
Probably. In this circumstance, you probably get the gist of...
I mean,
are
you Goldilocks or something?
Yeah,
I mean,
not a good
go
idea.
To the grocery store or a farmer's market for those, probably.
Yeah, right. But mushrooms can be very dangerous.
Exactly.
Very,
yeah.
very dangerous. The number of international students enrolled in our colleges has climbed 6% this year. 764,495 students. The increase of students from China to America, the increase of students from Saudi Arabia to America. This report out today suggesting the number of U.S. students earning academic credit abroad has increased as well, but not as quickly as those who are coming here. The number of students who are not getting a matriculated degree, you know what matriculated degree is, your going to advance year to year. 273,996 U.S. students are abroad this year. About 14% of the students earning bachelor's degrees are in some way, shape, or form involved in some overseas international educational pursuit, but it's usually just a quarter or it's a semester. But then there are these 273,000 that are full-time abroad versus 764,000 that are here from other countries. Again, the largest number from China and Saudi Arabia. What do you make of that, Jennifer?
Our education system isn't that bad, right?
No, it isn't. Well, I mean, considering...
That's what I make from that.
Yeah, I mean, but there's a distinction between going to college and going to high school.
Sure.
And the kinds of colleges that are being aggressive. I know Heidelberg went to China, has a China program, tries to get Chinese students to come over and go to school in Ohio at Heidelberg, and most other schools who are kind of with it are doing the same thing. One of the benefits to the colleges of bringing people in from other countries is that they pay cash. There's no student loan. There's no academic consideration for some kind of relief or some kind. There is a whole thing about when you apply to a college now, what your monetary, your fiscal circumstance in your home is, and do you deserve a grant? Do you deserve some aid? That kind of stuff. Well, foreign students don't get any aid. They don't get any help. They don't get any government, nothing. You come, you pay cash. And that's one of the reasons, I know, at Heidelberg, that's one of the reasons we looked at them, because they paid cash.
Right.
And we're a tuition-driven school. Yeah, right. And so, anyway, last year, international students and their dependents contributed $22 billion to the U.S. economy, not only in tuition and fees, living expenses, but also, you know, just living expenses of school, but traveling and doing what people do when they come over here. So it's good business. It's good business. That's a lot of money to put into the economy. And we have, you know, after September 11th, as foolish as we are in our country, and we really are foolish about a lot of things, the law changed to make it more difficult for the foreign students to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they're going elsewhere to do their computer. Many of the geniuses, especially in the computer area, new technology, adventures are coming here to be trained, and they learn, and then they go someplace else, maybe back home or some other country, some European country or China, to help them become competitive with us.
Right.
Instead of keeping them here, we send them
home.
You know, we show them the door. We used to want to keep them here. We don't anymore. Get out. We don't trust you. You're going to blow us up. Hey, talking about fear-based thinking. All right, so let's get to this Mayor Bloomberg story. Jennifer is not a fan of Mayor Bloomberg's. I think he runs a pretty good ship, although I think he goes off on the deep end, on the deep
think he's just too much government for me, is what he is.
Well, so then, under the circumstances, explain what's going on with the homeless in New York City.
Well, there is this man, and the story profiles it. I'll actually put it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, who used to go to a synagogue and get the leftover bagels and such, and then he would take it and deliver it to a homeless shelter.
Right.
Well, he was turned away this week from donating bagels because they don't comply with the mayor's healthy eating program.
And what is that, the healthy eating program?
It monitors fat, fiber, and salt content in all foods.
That's pretty funny.
Now, okay, so bagels. Now, we know those are probably not the most healthy things for us, but when you think about a homeless person who needs the carbs, he needs the energy because maybe he's not eating a full diet, bagels aren't necessarily the worst thing in the world for you. You know, they're not like a red vine or something. I mean, this is actual food. And then I guess he also got in trouble for taking carrot stew, which sounds on the outside very helpful, taking it to the homeless shelter. He was turned away from that a few weeks ago because they couldn't monitor the salt content.
What a ridiculous reality. I like Bloomberg because I think he's brought order. This city of New York is chaos, like Los Angeles is. The mayor of Los Angeles is a lightweight. Basically a zero. I only got elected because of his name. He's not an administrator. He's not a smart nor strong leader. Bloomberg is. But Bloomberg is a lot about control. Remember, he is a very disciplined guy that ran a very disciplined business that made him a very wealthy guy. And you don't, that discipline is necessary. We all talk about businessmen running political entities. Bloomberg has done a fascinating and terrific job in New York City against a lot of very tough odds. However, there are these things that he gets a lot of attention for, like this, that's negative attention. And you wonder, where's the common sense?
Yeah,
where's the practical side of this? And that's a question that you would ask of him. I'm sure there'll be some audio around later today, Jennifer, that is more than likely postable as well, to figure out why the heck it is that they have this approach. This is foolish. Mm-hmm. The way you described it, the way it's coming down, it's foolish.
It just doesn't, I understand that he wants to protect everybody, but when you're looking at people, when you're hungry and you have someone who's willing to donate, I think it makes you not want to donate so much. I mean, when you do something like this, it takes away that will to want to do something good for society, I think.
I think you are correct, madam. Speaking of things that are correct, what I have found out about power swabs is that everything they say about power swabs, Jennifer, is true. It's the only whitening. Let's take it apart, all right? Three or four different things about power swabs. If you haven't heard about power swabs, let me give you a 60-second primer, if I can. First of all, power swabs, the only whitening system that uses a vegetable-based tooth detergent that's all natural. Okay, that's number one. Number two, removes the stains off of your teeth faster. 2-minute application, 5 minutes till you see results. That's number two. Number three, power swabs will work on all teeth, no matter what, whether they're natural, whether they're bonded, the veneers, their caps, their crowns, it works. And number four, you get to use this product, power swabs, risk-free. Dial 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Call them now for that risk-free trial and tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They give you 40% off the cost of a one-month supply of power strips, power swabs. Not the strips. You don't want to use the strips. You don't want to use the trays. You want to use power swabs. Put it on. The yellow comes off. 800-865-7602. Take advantage of the discount and the risk-free trial to clean up your teeth. Call 800-865-7602.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I here in this hour going through some of the so-called irregular news, things that are part and parcel of what we think would be good conversational items for today. It probably won't pick up anywhere else. For example, a resultant, basically because of all the talk this past week or two since Sandy about global warming once again, climate change is a serious problem to 68% of you. Apparently, Jennifer, 68% of Americans see climate change as a quote-unquote serious problem. Mm-hmm. Poll conducted by Rasmussen the day of the election. And it takes 3 or 4 days to collate the information, so that's why it came out at the end of the week. Kind of like the Petraeus thing.
Exactly. Oopsie, right. That just happened. Oops. Right. Perfect timing. Right.
So what about 60? That's two-thirds of the country think that there's a problem. The thing is, these polls don't really get to what the serious problem is. What do you think the serious problem is here? Is it that we have altered what's going on naturally? I don't think that's the case. I think it's just contributing to things that are going to change anyway and always have changed. And you know what I get a kick out of? People say, well, it's not natural. Mankind is a part of the evolution, if you believe in that. Mankind is a part of what goes on here, and so it's not like we just came or plopped in and are changing things like turning the faucet on and off. Mankind is an influence on what goes on. So by definition, it is the nature of the planet to change and be influenced by what's on the planet, and that's us. So we are, of course we're influencing what's going on in the weather. And people who say we're not don't even understand the concept of what it means to influence or what the concept is of what's going on in nature. We are, by definition, natural. You and me. And what we do is part of nature. And what we're doing is affecting the climate. Maybe not as much as some people have you believe.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, I think you can't possibly ignore the fact that all the stuff from all the things that we're doing here have an impact on the climate. So that's foolish to think otherwise. 51 after the hour.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Now, 53 past the hour. Before we get into technology, I want to speak to Roger, who's in Evansville, Indiana, about Veterans Day. Go ahead, Roger. You wanted to make a point, so I want you to be able to have your time here.
Yeah, happy Observe Veterans Day. We had a couple of observances on Saturday also, but we were talking, we had a Marine Corps birthday and an all-services celebration Saturday, and we were saying, we need to go out and buy up a newspaper and turn it into a conservative paper instead of the liberal that we've got. Maybe we get some of the good stories out there.
Maybe you could get some of the people from Fox to come to work for you. I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal, which is a right-of-center publication. There is not one headline in it that I can see. I'm looking at all five of the major headlines that are posted
that
online.
Boggles my mind.
Not a word about Veterans Day. I'm looking at the Boston Herald, which is a nominally right of center, very actually right of center newspaper. I'm looking at six headlines online. Not a word about Veterans Day. So anyway, I'm making an observation, perhaps making a point. I don't know that it makes a difference whether you're right of center or left of center. I think that Veterans Day has become irrelevant to most, which is very sad. 800-510-8255. Always put you in touch with us here on Good Day. Shelley Palmer is here with us now to discuss music, how you listen to music. So stand by. If you're using technology to find music, Pandora, iHeart, whatever it is, maybe you have other ways. If you have your own iPod, so you've created your own list of thousands of songs, whatever the circumstance, Shelley helps you improve your listening to music in just a moment here on Good Day.
Heinz Ketchup is making it easy for Americans to show their appreciation for those who have served in the U.S. military by sharing their own message of thanks. The campaign, in its second year, also raises money for Wounded Warrior Project, an organization that honors and empowers wounded warriors. To participate, scan the QR code on the back of specially marked Our Turn to Serve Heinz Ketchup bottles in restaurants or retail stores, and send a personalized thank you, which will be sent in care packages through the USO to veterans and active service members. Adam Silva, Chief Development Officer, Wounded Warrior Project.
We're proud to partner with Heinz Ketchup to give Americans an easy, meaningful way to show appreciation for our military and veterans. Heinz will donate $1 to Wounded Warrior Project for each thank you sent and an additional 57 cents for each message shared on Facebook or Twitter through the campaign, up to $250,000. It's amazing how much impact a small thank you can have.
For more, visit www.heinzketchup.com/ourturntoserve.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. I don't know about you, but I have a ton of music on my computer. And you know, sometimes I just get overwhelmed by the sheer amount of it all. Making playlists is a great way to queue up what you want to hear, but what if you want something more? iTunes has a great feature called Smart Playlists, which are super helpful. They automatically add songs that fit certain criteria to a playlist. Want a holiday playlist without adding songs manually? Create a Smart Playlist of all songs with the genre as holiday or Christmas or both. iTunes has dozens of criteria for you to select from, and you can stack one on top of the other to fit whatever mood you're in. No longer will you have to hunt for doo-wop songs from 1953 that are shorter than 3 minutes and that you've added in the last 3 years. Just let iTunes do the work for you. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
I watch first graders all day, plus an aging parent at night. Raise a family, plus lower my cholesterol. Practice self-defense, plus fight allergies. Rite Aid understands. That's why every prescription you fill with your Wellness Plus card earns 25 points, getting you closer to 20% off the whole store for a year. And we got there with just 4 prescriptions a month.
Bring your prescriptions to Rite Aid today. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
Because I think we don't have enough time in most circumstances in the media, whether it's news media or not. This is not we're not considered part of the news media. We're not journalists, don't claim to be. We talk about what's going on. And so, Bill, in Richmond, Virginia, you had a point of a Veterans Day being yesterday. Washington Post had a story. Today is the day it's being celebrated, though. Today is the day that it is, if you will, obvious. We have no mail. Banks are closed. Schools are closed. And so I'm looking at the Washington Post right now online. Not a word on in the 5 lead stories about Veterans Day. But you said yesterday they had a nice front page story.
No, I'm saying today they have a front page story. It's right there under the fold. There's a picture of it. Look at it.
Well, I can't get the paper itself. What I'm looking at is what's online for headlines, and that's why I decry the fact that there isn't some headline that brings. Well, why wouldn't they want to promote that when they are promoting what's on the front page of their newspaper?
I don't know. I read newspapers.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I can't get newspapers from Washington in Boston. Sad to say. Thanks for making the point, though. It's good to know. 59.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.